You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What I want to say is I want to tread a little lightly with the beginning of this topic because it does involve our workplace, Dom. The gist of the topic is, what are you starting to like less and less as you get older? The older you get, you're really starting to hate this.
Okay.
Mine was last week, Dom, during that all-staff meeting. Mm-hmm. The older I get, I really just don't like all-staff meetings. When I was a fresh-faced kid working here at the radio station, I'd love the all-staff meetings. It was a time to be with all the coworkers, BS a little bit, learn about the company. But now I'm like, oh, I got things to do. I'm grumpy. I don't want to go to them anymore.
You're not. You're not.
Like I said, I got to tread.
I love.
I got to tread lightly here.
I enjoy.
I know
them,
you
I
still love them. I mean, you rave about
and
them.
I don't like your attitude.
I don't like where this conversation is going right now.
I think you need an attitude adjustment about those all-state.
The older
meetings.
I get.
We got runner-up employees of the month.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you want?
That made it worth my time. The older I get, the more I'm like, this is a waste of time.
Don't you like seeing all those fresh faces
oh,
and happy
I love
people
them.
On the
oh,
screen?
Oh, everyone's so excited to be there. Get a lot of great information that we already know about.
The only thing that's a drag is that they're all done digitally these days, and they're not in person where we used to get cake. So
yeah, every now and then we did get cake.
Got cake.
Which I didn't partake in, but hey, have some sugar. Rot your teeth.
You don't need any more of that. You got two cavities.
I got two cavities right now. So what's yours? The older that you get. I don't know if you can even get much older, but the older you get.
Well, let me tell you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I tell you, walking. I am sick of walking. These legs.
Mine is not that different from probably a lot of people. And so let me speak for the masses here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the masses. The thing that I dislike more and more the older I get is being anywhere where there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, and people are listening to this right now, they're 22 years old, and they're going, what are you talking about, man? It's fun. You go out, it's a big party.
That's where the action's at, man.
Yeah, nobody ever likes to think that their, you know, attitudes towards things are going to change. Like, oh, I love it now, I'm 22, I'm going to love it when I'm 72.
I'm going to the club.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah, you won't.
And I find myself deciding if I want to go certain places based on how big of a crowd will be there.
Sure, I get that. I totally get that.
Like, you know, we just ran an advertisement for Elton John coming back to the Mile High City. I've seen Elton John 3 or 4 times in my career. He puts on a great show. Blah, blah, blah. Go see him. You will. But if I know that there's something like that was going to be 18,000 people packed into one space, I'm like,
not for you, huh?
So I went to a music festival, about almost 2 weeks ago, but it was outdoor in a downtown area spread out over something like 4 square blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could walk around. You weren't bumping into people. There was a nice crowd, but it was diffused, and it was outdoor, and it was just
lovely. That's better. Yeah, sure.
And so I will judge on if I want to go somewhere by how many people. I've told you, when I want to go to a movie, it's after
the
movie's been
day.
Out for a month.
I know.
And on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. I get it,
and
don't get it.
Were,
I get it, don't get
those,
it.
You were one of those people who used to say, don't you want to go opening night, Friday night?
I still like doing that. I like when I went and saw the latest Top Gun, I went with a full crowd because I wanted the energy. And I still like going to concerts and doing that with a bunch of people. Where I'm starting to slide into your territory, as I get older, I really hate waiting for a table at a restaurant. I don't want to walk into a crowded restaurant. Yeah. I don't want to walk up and say it's a 45-minute wait and then sit there on that goofy little bench like an idiot and wait for 45 minutes. I'm going to plan our meal where we go a little sooner to a place that's not so busy, and I know we can walk right in and get a table. I don't want to wait for a table anymore.
You've always laughed at me. For years, I've been the go at 4:30, sit at the bar.
I am wandering into that land right now.
Because nobody says you have to order your food right then.
Correct. You don't.
You know, if you want to wait till 5:30 to get your food, great, but just go order some
cocktails. But at least you are there. You have a seat.
Yes.
And there is no wait. I do not want to wait anymore. I don't want a 45-minute wait at Outback. I'm sorry.
And
I'm
that
not doing
sitting
it.
On the bench thing is for the birds. If I go to a restaurant and there's a wait, I leave.
You just go somewhere else.
Say, oh, by the time you get somewhere else, you know, you could have been seated. Yes, but at least that time that I'm going somewhere else, we will be alone in a car.
We'll be doing
having a fun
else.
Conversation.
Not watching people walk in and go to the same desk,
walking,
you know.
Or walking down the street to the restaurant that's not as popular will probably be just as good.
I don't want to sit in any restaurant anymore where I have to hold a stupid buzzer. That goes off, that you're sitting there patiently waiting like an idiot, staring at this thing in your hands, waiting for it to start buzzing and glowing. I don't want that anymore.
Dude, that's a home run right there.
You get all excited. It's us! It's our turn!
They started handing those out next door at Panera.
Oh, really?
Even when there's not a crowd, if it's just you, they'd still give you a little buzzer. It's like, I don't want this buzzer that someone's been touching.
No, you don't. The only thing that, the only way it makes it better is if you put it in your front pocket and wait for it to start buzzing.
Try putting it in your back pocket.
Yeah, I don't want to do that ever again.
So that's funny. So now the question before everyone, the panel and everyone this morning is, the way we've worded this segment, what are you starting to like less and less the older you get? And this can be almost anything.
It really can be.
Almost anything.
Jana texted in a few seconds ago, as you said, it could be anything. She says, the older I get, the more and more I dislike my husband. So, like Tom said, anything. It can be anything.
A lot of these I absolutely relate to. Leading off with Alex, who talked about how more and more he's disliking going to sporting events in person. And I'm exactly the same way. I recognize that the energy at Ball Arena or Mile High Stadium or something like that is electric and people want to be part of it. Not me. I mean, I like the sporting events. I'm not necessarily crazy about rabid sports fans. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're annoying. The screaming. Like, the
if
you
you're
know,
watching on TV, they put the camera, you know, on the fans in the stands, and they're going ballistic.
The
and
face
screaming
painters,
and sloshing beer everywhere.
The coach is not going to hear you from up there, dude. You
and
know,
I'm like,
quit
hey,
yelling
no,
out the plays.
That's not for me, Alex. That's, I'm with you.
Please be quiet.
Chelsea said the older she gets, the less she likes new movies. She says they're basically just recycling old crap
over
and over again.
A lot
again.
Of the new stuff's kind of crap. Yeah, yeah.
Ann says shopping for new clothes.
Oh, yeah. I had somebody. Yeah, Terry kind of along the same lines, physically going shopping. I'm online all the time, and I'm kind of with you. Once you get that, you know, the taste of that online shopping, it's hard to go back into an actual store with people and... Ugh.
Except for me, the clothes part, I can't get over that hump. And I know a lot of people have no problem ordering clothes online. That's the one sticking point for me. It's like, I want to try them on.
I felt like such an idiot yesterday because last weekend we had a funeral and Nicole was looking for some new stuff, a new dress to wear to the funeral or something nice. So she went on to Amazon and ordered like two different sports coats, two different dresses, and a couple other things, all in black. So all separate items, but different brands and different sizes and all that. And she didn't like a majority of them, so she handed me a bag with all the return codes to go drop it off at the FedEx store yesterday, or the UPS store. And I had to stand in that store for like 20 minutes while they scanned one code, and then I had to sift through this bag of everything that was black trying to figure out what matched up with what code. So what suit coat was this? Well, it looks just like the suit coat in the picture, but it's a different suit coat. What dress is this? The poor lady behind the counter was a saint because I truly was like, I don't know about any of these clothes. I'm sorry, my wife sent me in. I know nothing. Let's see. Kirk said the more he gets older, he hates inconsiderate people coughing in line at the store with me.
I mean, no, whoever is like that.
Lorenzo
says dislike as she gets older, more and more disliking having to put on makeup to get out and about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's getting to the point. She's like, I just don't
want
to put on
I don't want
my
mascara
face anymore.
On anymore. Lorenzo said, people walking their dogs, they cut in front of me. Or they're always walking slow in front of me. Or they're on one side of the trail, and the dog is on the other side, and the leash is strung across the path. And I've tried to go, you know, try to get by. Jacqueline says, the older I get, the more I hate my birthday. She says, not just because I'm getting older, but because I'm not sitting there in front of everybody blowing out a damn candle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing. I know.
Marianne says, the cold weather and snow. Funny, Jeremy and I were just talking
about that off the air a few minutes ago.
I have
to put my patio furniture in the shed now. Get ready for winter.
And the conversation off the air was Jeremy talking about all of that while I sat back and was going,
I'm in a different climate.
Christiana said the older she gets, the more she dislikes Christmas.
Oh.
Well,
hello. I get it.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, too. And yeah, I see what she's saying.
I get it.
It's just become a stress ball.
Time to put the tree up again. Time to spend money. Yeah.
Anything else you need to share?
Benjamin. The older he gets, the more he hates hearing other people's opinions. I'm just not interested in your opinion anymore.
Oh, that is funny.
That is funny. And then AJ says, children with horrible attitudes.
Yeah,
that's just a blanket. Yeah, everybody's sick of those kids.
Yeah, everyone's
We hate those kids, too.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks, guys.
You know, and the thing is, they say that as you get older, you usually get a little bit more tolerant of stuff. And I believe that's true. But I think it has a balancing effect. We become more tolerant of some things and we become less tolerant of others.
Yeah.
So it all equals out.
You start saying things under your breath a little louder as you get older.
And remember that I told you that the lesson that I learned from my wife is the most important thing that a couple can have is not liking the same things, but disliking the same things. And as you get older, you come to appreciate that. You appreciate more being around someone who dislikes the same things rather than finding someone who likes the same things.
Just makes life a little bit easier for you.
Totally does.
Yeah.
It's fun. Let's face it. Isn't it fun to bitch about something to someone who totally agrees with that?
It's a great time to like leave a party and you're both complaining about the same thing.
Same
you know,
people,
in the car,
the
you're
thing.
Like, yes, 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 I agree.
Because we all know what it's like to be in a relationship where you're bitching about something and the other person's like, well, I like that.
Yeah,
and
that's
you're like,
fine. Just don't be such a Debbie Downer. Yeah.
Let me complain, will you?